The Victoria Royals are preparing for their biggest challenge of the season as they get set to take on the Spokane Chiefs in the Western Conference semifinals. The two teams met four times during the regular season, with the Chiefs dominating those matchups, taking three of four games and outscoring the Royals 20-9. Despite that, the Royals enter the series with confidence following their five-game victory over the Tri-City Americans in Round 1. Spokane advanced with a similar result, taking down the Vancouver Giants in five games, riding the momentum of their high-octane top line. Seattle Kraken prospect Berkeley Cadden led the way with 14 points in the opening round, joined by Washington Capitals draft pick Andrew Kristall, 12 points, and former Kamloops Blazer Shea Van Olm, 11 points, in a trio that combined for 37 points. "They're a fast team," said goaltender Johnny Hicks, who was instrumental in Victoria's Round 1 win, going 4-0-0 with a 1.58 goals against average and a .949 save percentage. "They have some pretty high-end players on their team, and I think we're just going to do our best to trust our systems and focus on our process." Hicks, a midseason addition from the BCHL's Brooks Bandits, has quickly become a key part of the Royals' identity. He credited the team's welcoming environment and high-end skill for making his transition seamless. "They accepted me as a person pretty fast, and it was pretty exciting getting this opportunity," Hicks said. "Just coming to this team, these highly skilled players, everything about it is just amazing. I've really enjoyed my time here." One of the key storylines surrounding the Royals is the emergence of their goaltending tandem. Hicks has shared the crease with Jaden Kraus, who was recently named the BC Division nominee for the Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy, awarded annually to the WHL's Humanitarian of the Year. "I mean, it's great, but at the end of the day, it's not about the recognition," said Kraus. "It's about the cause and ending the stigma and trying to make a difference." Kraus has been a vocal advocate for mental health, raising over $1,000 from his Saves for Mental Health initiative, speaking at the Headstrong Youth Summit and using his platform to reach young athletes. His dedication off the ice is matched by his steady development on it, taking on a larger role with Victoria this season. "I think I took a big jump as a goaltender this year," Kraus said. "There's still lots of work to be done, but for me, it's about getting better each and every day. I've developed a great tandem and friendship with Johnny, and it's just been a great situation." Up front, the Royals are led by a balanced group of forwards who have all hit their stride at the right time. Cole Reschiny tallied 12 points in the first round, while Tayden Trembecki, Kenta Isagai, and Brandon Lasowski all produced at least a point per game clip. Lasowski, acquired at the trade deadline, brings a wealth of playoff experience from his time with the Saskatoon Blades, who reached the conference finals in back-to-back years. "This is what you play for," said Lasowski, who's played in 44 career playoff games. "You give it all you have every shift because playoff series can be short, can be long. There's a lot of ups and downs. You just have to work hard and have fun." Lasowski, who tallied 6 points in the opening round, believes this Royals team shares the same team-first mentality he saw with the Blades. "They just have everything. It's not just a couple of people doing it all the time. It's a group effort," he said. "As long as we do that, I think we'll have a really good chance." While the Royals finished ahead of Spokane in the Western Conference standings by virtue of winning the BC Division, the Chiefs will hold home ice advantage after earning two more points during the regular season. Game 1 of the best-of-seven series goes Sunday, April 13 at Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena, with puck drop set for 6:05 p.m. The series will shift to Victoria for Games 3 and 4 and a potential Game 5 beginning Wednesday, April 16 at Save on Foods Memorial Center.